கொண்டல் வண்ணனை கோவனாய் வெண்ணை உள்ளம் கவனே.
ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் பேக் டு ராகரசிகா. This is a podcast program that explores the world of Carnatic music. Joining us from Albany, New York is Vidya Subramanian. We have been sharing with you some of the exciting snippets we have received as a part of our listener-submitted series. Let's continue that discussion and listen to an entry on the Veena again, this time from Aaron Scalman of San Diego, California. In Aaron's own words, he says, "I started learning Veena in San Diego about 2 years ago from Veena Kinhal, who is the daughter of the late Gana Kalabhushana Veena L. Raja Rao. My background is as an amateur guitar player in indie and punk rock and acoustic slide, blues and folk styles. It's been a great challenge trying to scratch the surface, learning the intricacies of Carnatic music. I hope to learn Indian classical music to the best of my ability for enrichment." Let's listen to Aaron's submission.
Thank you so much for your submission, Aaron. We do wish you the very best in your journey in the world of Carnatic music. The composition that Aaron has submitted is Rara Venu Gopapala in the Ragam Bilahari, set to Adi Thalam. This composition is in a distinct format known as Swarajati. Swarajatis are often taught to students who have learned a few Geetams, but before they are ready to move on to more complex compositions such as Varnams. Of course, there are some complex Swarajatis such as the three masterpiece Swarajatis composed by Shyama Shastri. These three Swarajatis are known as the three gems, and they are weighty, lengthy compositions. In general, Swarajatis have a Pallavi followed by multiple Charanams. The Charanams are generally rendered once in the form of just the swarams and then again with the lyrics. A few Swarajatis also have an Anupallavi incorporated in them.
Vidya, I'm actually quite intrigued by your comment about the three gems by Shama Shastri. And I'd like to know a little more about why you think those three are harder than the Swarajatis that are taught commonly to beginners.
The three masterpiece Swarajatis of Sri Shama Shastri are in the ragams Todi, Bhairavi and Yadukula Kamboji respectively. Out of these three, the Bhairavi Swarajati is perhaps the most often heard piece, and the uniqueness of these three compositions lies in the stately and sedate manner in which the compositions flow. So unless the person rendering the compositions has a good grasp of the swarupa or form of the raga, the types of gamakams or shades that each of the notes in the raga can take, it is very difficult to do justice to these compositions as compared to many of the beginner level swarajatis, which generally are more fast moving and have less nuances in them. To illustrate this further, I'm going to sing the last sharanam of the Yadukula Kamboji Swarajati of Sri Shama Shastri. This is the one that is perhaps the least frequently heard of the three.
Sari ga sa ga re sa re da pa da ga sa pa re sa re da pa ma ga re sa re ma ma ga ma pa pa ma pa da da pa da sa se ri ga sa ma ga re sa re da pa ma ga ri sa ni la pa ga ni ka ma chi kamala su bava sura muni indrula che tanu ninu pogadu takudara mamma Shubhamimma Tinunavmi Tinishyama Krishna Sodaridu Jamukanu Karuna Salupuni Kanukaya Machi.
A beginner level student may not fully understand the different possible effects that can be given to these notes and note combinations. And in fact, even for an advanced level student, one can see that with increasing experience, one is able to appreciate more and more nuances in a composition like this. So to give a simple example, let me sing a piece from that charanam without any of the nuances, and you can see how flat and how unlike Yadukula Kamboji ragam it sounds.
Sari ma ma ga ma pa pa ma pa da da pa da sa sa.
Someone who has never heard Yadukula Kamboji and who just looks at the notes and tries to play it or sing it might end up sounding like that. Whereas if you were to try to give some of the shakes that are typical of the ragam, you can see how different and how much better it sounds.
Sa re ma ma ga ma pa pa ma pa da da pa da sa sa.
And this is yet another example to show how music is really a journey that never quite ends.
Thank you, Vidya. Once again, I'd like to thank Aaron for his submission. And as Vidya just pointed out, I truly hope you would enjoy your journey in Carnatic music and really enrich your experience. The next clip is from Srimati Padma Govardhan. Mrs. Padma Govardhan is the founder and director of Sangeeta Bharati Music School in Auckland, New Zealand. Let's listen to her submission.
Sari ra ma pa ma ga ma ri ga sa.
So give me up. My mother goes.
Ra ta te ti ra ra na.
Thank you, Mrs. Padma, for this interesting submission. The composition that we listen to, Raga Shashivadana, is a Tyagaraja Kriti in the Ragam Dhakka and set to Aditalam. This was a clip from one of Srimati Padma Govardhan's concerts, and she has rendered the Arohanam and Avarohanam of this rare and beautiful Ragam before commencing the composition.
Thank you, Vidya. That's all the time we have for today, but there are more listener-submitted snippets that we'd like to cover in the next episode. Hope you join us next time on Raga Rasika. To learn more about Vidya, visit her online at vidyasubramanian.com. Write to us at www.ragarasika.com. Thank you and goodbye.